Welcome, Children's Day. Children's Day comes once each year, and when it does, we're filled with fear. Our knees begin to knock with fright, our mouths feel dry, our throats feel tight. For standing here in front of you is sometimes very hard to do, but now we're going to be brave and give his message, Jesus he is.
I just thank Sienna for those words of welcome. Can I just take this opportunity of welcoming everybody to our service tonight? It's great to see the church filled, and we pray that the Lord will bless each one of us. And can I take this opportunity of welcoming those who are watching in on the internet? And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless us. We're going to sing this hymn together, 695. That should be on our screens. And if you've got a hymn book, 695, I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. And we'll stand to sing together.
Jesus. That was good singing. It's good to see you gathered here into the house of the Lord. We're going to start our program in just a few moments, but we first want to bow in prayer and ask for the Lord's help in everything that we say and do tonight. So let's close our eyes and bow our heads and pray for God to be with us in this meeting. Our gracious Lord and our loving, eternal Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks and praise for each one who is gathered tonight in the house of the Lord. We come before thee in our Saviour's precious and holy name, and we thank thee for the way that's been opened for sinful man to approach a holy God through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for our Saviour, for the life that he lived, that perfect life without sin. We thank you for that death he died as our substitute, shedding his blood that can make atonement for the soul. And we thank you that he rose again and he ever lives to make intercession for us. We thank you, Lord, for all in this meeting who are saved by grace and washed in the blood. And Lord, we pray tonight you'll bless them and encourage them. And if there are any who are not yet saved, their heart's prayer is that, Lord, you will speak to them. Lord, open their heart to the things of God. Bring conviction of sin. Bring a desire to call upon the name of the Lord that they might be saved. Undertake, Lord, for every young person who takes part tonight. We thank you for the boys and girls and the young people of our Sunday school. We thank you, Lord, for the year that they have spent learning about the things of God. And we pray that even this night, as they would sing and recite and give those poems and verses, we pray that there'll be a real sense of thy presence. Take away fear and nervousness from them, we pray. And may all be said and done to thy glory. And then as our brother comes at the end of the meeting to bring the word that was laid in his heart, we do pray that thou will give him help and that our hearts will be richly blessed and signs will follow the preaching of the word of God. So bless us now, we pray. We leave this meeting in thy hands. Do us good, for it's in Jesus' precious and worthy name we ask these things and for his glory. Amen and amen. Well, we're P4 and P5 class, and they're taught by Sarah and Alma, and they're going to sing God Keeps His Promises. And immediately after that, Eden Grace is going to come and bring a poem serving him.
Serving him. Little ones can serve him, little ones like me. Jesus died for little ones there at Calvary. Bigger ones can serve him too, bigger ones like you. Are you serving Jesus in all you say and do?
And there's a challenge for everybody in the meeting tonight. Are you serving Jesus in all you say and do? And may God grant that each of us are saved and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to ask our next group to come up, and that is the P2 class, and that's Lisa's class. And they're going to recite a poem, and that poem is God Cares for Me. And they're going to list some of the ways that God on a daily basis cares for his people. And after they sing, then we're going to ask Jaden to come and sing his solo, God Gave Me Eyes. So P2.
God cares for me.
Thanks this time is such a treat. God gives us good food to eat.
My coat is warm as it can be. I'm glad God gives warm clothes to me.
Drinking water's fun, I think. I'm glad God gives us lots to drink.
Even when I go away, I know God's with me every day.
And when I think the stories I see, I know God still takes care of me.
God gives us all things, so I say thank you, God, this happy day.
Telling us a very important truth in song. God made me. God is our creator. The Bible declares it. And we're glad to teach that to the boys and the girls. We're now going to have the tiny tots come up. And they're also going to talk about their bodies that God has made. And this song is called This Little Hand. And you're in for a real treat tonight. For they did so well this morning. And we're looking forward to hearing this song again as they come and talk about the gifts that God has given them and how they will use them for the Lord. We thank our tiny tots. That's the preschool class, taught by Gillian, the P1s, taught by Elaine and the P2s, taught by Letha. And this little hand is left. At this point, we're going to have one of our older young people, and Emma is going to come up to the pulpit here and going to recite the poem, Too Busy.
Too busy. Too busy to read the Bible, too busy to wait and pray, too busy to speak out kindly to someone who passes by the way. Too busy working and worrying to think of the life to come, too busy building earthly mansions to plan for heaven above. Too busy to help a brother who faces trials and suffering woes, too busy to share his burden, no time and busy you know. Too busy for all that is holy on earth beneath the sky, too busy to serve the Master, but not too busy to die.
Too busy to serve the Lord, and many of us are too busy, aren't we? We're too busy with other things, but we ought to be serving the Lord. And as the last line of that poem says, but not too busy to die. There's a day appointed when we will leave this scene of time, and our prayer is that each one will do so safe in the arms of Jesus. P1 are coming up now, and that's the class that's taught by Elaine. They're coming to sing Building Up the Temple, and certainly as God's people we want to be a part of the work of building up the house of the Lord and seeing souls won for the Saviour. And they're going to sing now about building up the temple and telling other people. And in a few years, they're going to be the ones building up the work of the Lord as the Lord sees them and uses them. But we're so glad they've started young and they're taking part tonight. And we thank them for coming and bringing that song. Well, we have two poems now, and we're going to ask Carter to come, and he is going to tell us about the prayer meeting. And then Lily May, and she's going to come and speak a few words for Jesus.
The prayer meeting. If you're well enough to go, never stay away. Gather with two or three who have met to pray. Thomas was not present in that upper room when the Saviour entered risen from the tomb. So he missed the blessing, missed the gracious power given to disciples in that hallowed hour. We too miss the blessing when we stop away. Therefore, let us gather with the few who pray.
A few words for
it's okay, though. Okay, we're going to sing now, okay? So we're going to ask the boys and girls to do their courses, and we'll stand and go through. Thank the boys and girls for singing those beautiful choruses. We want to welcome each one tonight in the Saviour's name. If you're visiting with us for the first time, we thank you for being here. We trust it'll not be your last, but you'll come back and visit us again. And if you're new in fellowship with us, we welcome you. If you're part of the fellowship here, we welcome you as well in the Saviour's name. We welcome our brother, Mr. Trevor Wiley, as our guest preacher tonight, and we're looking forward to his message in just a few moments' time. At the end of the meeting, the boys and girls are going to be going over to the complex, and they're going to have a little treat there for a few moments. So if the parents and friends could just wait for about 10 minutes before you go over and collect your child, but go over there and collect them just about 10 minutes after the meeting's over, get them a little time to enjoy what's prepared for them there, and then they're free to go home. Just a few other announcements regarding the rest of this week in the will of the Lord. Tuesday afternoon at 2:30, we have our senior citizens meeting, and our sister Pat Mills from Ballymoney is coming along to speak to the seniors at that meeting. 8 p.m. we have our Bible study and prayer meeting, and we encourage God's people to come and be a part of that on Tuesday evening over in the complex. We enjoyed a wedding here in the church yesterday. We have another one on Wednesday and another one on Thursday. And to Larissa and Luke, we wish them God's richest blessing as they get married on Wednesday. And to Jemima and Joel, we wish them God's richest blessing as they get married on Thursday, and we pray that the Lord will undertake at these weddings and they'll be blessed of the Lord. On Friday evening at 8 p.m. is the installation service for the Reverend Stephen McRae as Minister of Ballinahinch Free Presbyterian Church. That meeting will be held in Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church. We do have a bus that is leaving at 6:45 for that meeting. So if you would like to be on that bus on Friday evening, please, tonight is the last night, you can put your name down. We do need to know tonight to make sure we have adequate transport. And we do welcome our brother here tonight, Mr. McRae, and we welcome you and your wife and family, and pray the Lord will bless you over in Ballinahinch as you take up the ministry there. Also on Friday evening, for those who are not travelling down to Lisburn, at 7:45 we're meeting for an open air there in Moneymoor, and we pray that God will richly bless those who stand in the open air for him. On Saturday, the young people of the Youth Fellowship will be enjoying a beach day, and we are looking forward to that. And Alan, the youth leader, has sent out the details of that, and please do meet at the time stated, and we're looking forward to a day of fun and fellowship together. There's going to be no Sunday school taking place from now until the first Sunday in September, so there's a break for the summer. But we do have a summer prayer meeting, which will take place at 11:30 each Sunday morning over in the complex just before the service. And it's good to come and prepare our hearts in the place of prayer before we come into the outer gallery. And we encourage God's people to join us at 11:30 each Sunday morning for that season of prayer before the service. Next Lord's Day at 12 noon is our family worship service, and at 7 p.m. is our gospel evening service. And I'll be preaching God's word next Lord's Day in the will of the Lord, and we encourage you to come once again to these services to worship the Lord. Just a few other announcements. We do want to let our church know that there is going to be a church outing, a church beach day on Saturday the 6th of August at Benowen Beach. And if you would like to be part of that, or you're going to attend that, could you please let one of our elders know, either David King or Rodney Mitchell. And if you let them know, put down your name and how many people are going to be in your party, and that certainly will help us with catering for that day. We do want to express our sympathy to those who have been bereaved. We remember the Jordan family in the passing of Duncan Fraser, and also the Bates family on the passing of Cecil, and especially in regards to Cecil's passing, remember Sister Sandra Davis, that's her father, remember Sandra and Jim at this time, and the family circle that the Lord will comfort and bless and sustain. Our prayer requests for this week as a congregation, the Reverend Kyle Graham and family in Port Lincoln and Locke in South Australia, and Colin and Ruth Maxwell serving the Lord on the border counties. If I or any of the elders can be of any help to you during this week, we certainly will be glad to hear from you, and we'll do what we can for the glory of the Lord. These are all our announcements. We do make them subject to the will of the Lord for this incoming week, but we now at this time just simply want to ask Kyle to come up and just make a little announcement on behalf of the Sunday school.
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to publicly thank everyone who has helped in so many ways with the Sunday school this year. The teachers, the bus drivers, the bus workers, the boys on the sound, and those that sit among the boys and girls on a Sunday morning. You know, there's a large team who give of their time, and they work, and they're committed to the Sunday school. And I just want to take the opportunity tonight to thank them for their work and their commitment over the past year. And then, by no means least, I want to thank the Reverend McKee and the session and committee for their support to me and to the Sunday school over the past year. And I just want to put that on record and thank them for everything and their support to me and to the Sunday school. Thank you.
Well, to do echo Kyle's words, we do thank our Sunday school teachers and all the staff for all the labour of love that they put in to the work of God here among the boys and girls. And we're so thankful that we've seen souls saved this year, and we give God all the glory for that. And our prayer is that each one of these little ones would come to know Christ as their saviour by young in life and live for him. We're going to sing another hymn just at this time, and that hymn is 701, Come to the Saviour. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. That's the message of the word of God, to come to the Lord in faith and repentance to receive his salvation. So we're going to stand after the introduction and worship God with this hymn. P3 class, and Florence is the teacher of this group, and they're coming to bring a poem, The Names of Christ. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear them going through the alphabet right from A to Z and bringing before you the names of Christ in the Bible.
The names of Christ: Alpha and Omega, Bread of Life so free, Christ the Lord of glory, the door of heaven for me.
Eternal God and Saviour, faithful friend who's in control, God the Son, Messiah, healer of the soul.
I am self-existing, Jehovah Jireh too, King of all the ages, Lord of lords so true.
Master whom we love, to serve never failing friends, the only way to heaven, Prince of glory without end.
Quiet voices speaks to me, Redeemer who shed his blood, Savior living for me, tender shepherd who brings us to God.
Unchanging God forever, victor over death, hell and sin, wisdom, peace and comfort, expected coming King.
Hawali, God forever and Zion's King in glory shines, each name of Christ is precious and best of all, he's mine.
Each name of Christ is precious, and best of all, he's mine. I trust you can say that tonight, that you know the Lord Jesus, not just about him, but you know him as your own personal Lord and Saviour, having trusted him for salvation. We're going to have a poem, and we're going to ask Thomas and Amy to come. And this poem is called Listening in at Calvary. Thank you.
Listening in at Calvary. Have you listened in at Calvary to a Saviour upon that tree, as he suffered the pain and agony and died for you and me? He took our sins and our sorrows. He had no sins of his own. But he bore our burden at Calvary and suffered and bled alone. He finished the work of redemption. We know at a heavy cost. And we not come and trust him. Don't let your soul be lost.
They wounded his hands and feet and pierced through his black side. The life blood was flowing free, come washing that crimson tide. Father, dear Father, forgive them, the voice of the Saviour cried. And so he yielded his spirit, and there on the cross he died. So listen in at Calvary and trust in that Saviour's love. He'll make you both glad and happy and bring you to heaven above.
Well, thank you to Thomas and Amy. And as we listen in to Calvary, there's no doubt but we hear the love of a Saviour for sinners just like us as he died and bled upon that cruel cross. We now have a trio. I'm going to ask Ava Grace, Rosanna and Bella to come, and they're going to sing a song, and it's called Hear No Evil. Thank you, girls. We enjoyed that. We're going to ask our second year class to come and give some scripture verses. Each class is assigned a certain amount of verses to learn for the year, and these are just some of the ones that the second year class have learnt. We wanted to give them verses that are going to be useful to them in each stage of their life, and listen very carefully to these verses and you'll find the instruction and wisdom of the Word of God.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Romans 1 verse 6. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity and spirit and faith and purity.
Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust thee in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
We thank the second year class, and that's Alistair's class, and they have been learning those verses this year. I'm going to ask Amelia to come now and bring a solo. It's called I'll Stick to the Old Fashioned Way. And there are many new ideas and notions in the world today, but we thank God for the Word of God that's unchanging and that old fashioned gospel that still saves. Amelia, for doing that song. We are teaching the children the old-fashioned gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank God for it, for it still saves and still satisfies. We're going to ask P6s and 7s to come up. This is Hannah and Valerie's classes, and they're going to recite Psalm 23, and we're thankful that these young people, there's older young people, are willing to hear and learn and recite the word of the Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the path of my righteousness, for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I'm going to ask the rest of the seniors to come up. for our senior group, and they're going to join the P6s and 7s. This is the first and second years as well, and we're so thankful for them. They're going to sing a song, "Oh Yes, I Am. I Am Saved and Kept Secure in Jesus' Hand." Ask our first year class, and that's David's class, to read a poem, and it is challenged, what kind of person ought you to be? And the Bible tells us the type of person we ought to be, first of all, saved, but then as Christians, living in a certain manner and after a certain fashion, and therefore listen carefully as this class presents what kind of person.
What kind of person ought you to be? Jesus gave his life for thee. Died on the cross of Calvary, that you might live eternally.
What kind of person ought you to be now that Jesus set you free? Set you free from the power of sin, making you whole and complete in him.
What kind of person ought you to be? Jesus walked and died for thee. Walked in love, Christ is the way. Follow Jesus day by day.
What kind of person ought you to be? Pray that he'll walk now with thee, that you may be able to comprehend breadth, depth, height, world without end.
Amen. And we're going to ask then the junior group to come up. They're going to sing, "I Will Not Be Afraid." And that's a wonderful promise that we can claim in the scripture. Fear not, for I am with thee. And many times the Bible tells us to fear not. And I want you to listen carefully as they sing, "I will not be afraid of what I hear. I will not be afraid of what I see. I will not be afraid of anything, for I know God's with me." Savior. Can you say that? That God is with you and he is your Savior and he is your Lord. And praise God, when you can, then you don't have to fear, because the Lord is in control of all things. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. We ask you to take your Bible and turn, and we're going to ask Adam to come and bring the reading of God's word at this part of our service.
This scripture reading is being taken place in Isaiah 53, verse 3. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her lamb, shears is dumb. So he opened not, if not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou hast made his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Amen.
At this point, we're going to have our second set of courses that the children have been learning over the last number of weeks. And immediately after those courses, we're going to ask Reuben to come up, and he is going to recite a poem entitled The Difference. So the courses, and then Reuben.
Thank you. the difference. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me and grew heavier with each task. Why doesn't God help me? I wondered. He answered, "You didn't ask." I want to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on grey and bleak. I wonder why God didn't show me, he said, but you didn't seek. I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided my child, "You didn't knock." I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray.
You know, we cannot do anything without the help of the Lord. And as Christians, we cannot live for the Lord. We cannot serve Him. We cannot know that life of overcoming unless we are people of prayer. And that last verse says, "I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish. I had to take time to pray." Thank you, Reuben, for bringing that challenge to us. I trust that that's how we begin each day, having to take time to pray. I want to say thank you, teacher, the boys and girls, for taking part. There is one more item to come at the end, but at this point we're going to sing one more hymn, and that is 688. When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. And we're going to invite our brother to come up and to prepare, and then he's going to bring the word of God to our hearts. But let's stand together and sing this after the introduction.
When he comes.
Well, it's been a long night and you've done very well. We're just going to ask you to sit up for the next few moments for the scripture lesson tonight, and we're looking forward to your brother coming and speaking to us, and we pray the Lord will bless him and bless us three.
You pray that Gordon stay up. I have my doubts. It's a wee bit of a mix shift, you know. But anyway, we're going to try and show a wee flannel graph tonight. It's a long time since I did this, but I'm going to have a go at it anyway. But thank you very much, folks, for coming this evening. It's lovely to see you. And if you're a visitor to the church, we're doubly glad to see you. And we trust that you've enjoyed the programme so far. I have. Those choruses, the last there, those are great. I would nearly stay another 15 minutes to listen to them afterwards again. And that wee poem you said, son, brilliant, brilliant. You all did very, very, very well. And I'd like to thank your minister, the Reverend McKee, and also your superintendent for inviting me here today. I have enjoyed it so far, and we trust the Lord will bless us tonight as we turn to his word. We just better get... Oh, I see a watch here as well, so as long as it's not a calendar, we're all right. We're going to have a wee prayer together, just. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy goodness to us already tonight. We thank you for the boys and girls and how well they did. We thank you, Father, for the recitation, for the singing, for the scripture. And we just rejoice that we're in the house of God this evening. What a privilege, what a blessing, just to be in thy presence. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And so, Father, give us a special time now as we close our meeting in this little word from thy truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The scriptures were read this evening, and I'm going to read them partly again. Isaiah 53, and the verses 5 and 6. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We said this morning, boys and girls, that the Old Testament is like a signpost to the New Testament, giving us different pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. His birth, his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That's why this book is such a wonderful, wonderful book. The Bible is a wonderful book. And so we're going to put a few pictures up here this evening just to let you see what this flannel is all about. And then I'll tell you who we're going to talk about. I wish I could plant trees as quick as I can do it on this board. It would be wonderful. I would have a wonderful garden. And so we have it here. I would love that just to be turned round a wee bit, but I'm nearly frightened to touch it in case it falls. Could you help me, Kay? Thank you. Thank you, brother. I can walk about now. Take that off my time, brother, would you please? Anyway, we're talking about a man in the Bible. You would all know his name. He's called Abraham. Abraham. He was called the friend of God and the father of the faithful. And I like that first little thought. He was a friend of God. I wonder, are you a friend of God tonight? Do you love God tonight? Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? That's a very important question, isn't it? But it's a very important question. Do I love Jesus tonight? Have I ever come to a place in my life where I have given my life to Jesus, where I have said in the words of the little chorus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Here we have Abraham, the friend of God and the father of the faithful.
And we read in Genesis 22 that the word of the Lord came unto him, and he asked him to take his son. What was his son's name? Anybody know? Yes? Who? Isaac! Come to me afterwards and I'll give you a pound. Alright? Don't forget. I'm sure you'll hardly. No one matter of help, boys, I'll not forget. But anyway, he had a son, Isaac. And Isaac was born in Abraham and Sarah's old age. They weren't expecting, but God promised them a son. And here we have this boy, Isaac. And he was born to Sarah and Abraham. And I'm sure, like any other father or mother, they delighted in their boy. But this was a special boy. This was a special boy. I have a special boy in Indonesia. He's my grandson, and he's called Isaac. And here's Isaac. And he was born to Abraham and Sarah. And the Lord spoke to him one night. He says, Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son, and I want you to go away and sacrifice him on one of the mountains that I will show you off. My, what a test, boys and girls. One boy, one precious boy, one precious child. And God says, I want you to sacrifice him. You know, that reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. God had only one son. Just one son. We call him the Lord Jesus Christ. And he sent him from heaven right down into this old world. What for? What did he do that for? He did it for you. And he did it for me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for me. I can't really understand all that. But I'm so thankful that the God of heaven sent his only son. And so we have God speaking to Abraham, and he said, I want to take your son, your only son. And I want you to sacrifice him. In other words, I want you to slay him. I want you to kill him. And so Abraham gets up early the next morning and he gets some of his men together. And he says to Sarah, his wife, we're going on a journey. And we're going to have a sacrifice. No doubt he didn't say to Sarah. And so they get their donkeys together. Well, maybe you would call that an ass here. I don't know. But here we have this march. We have another man here. The two servants. And Abraham's leading the way. And I can see Sarah standing at her tent. Bye bye. No doubt she gave them food because they had 3 days' journey before they got to the mountains that God told them off. And I don't know how Abraham felt that day. I just wouldn't understand. But he was being obedient unto the Lord. A friend of God and the father of the faithful, he was called. And so he takes his journey along the track to the mountains, Mount Moriah, a range of mountains. And they were going along, and one day passed, and then another day passed. And another day, and then it says they came I'm going to take these away just now, because we want to center just on the last half of our little story tonight. So important. Yes, we have the servants and we have the asses and we have the wood there on it and so on, but we want to think about Abraham. And we want to think about his offering up of his son Isaac. It says in the Bible, and when they came to the place, that was the mountain that God had told them of. I trust you can all see this. There we have Isaac and Abraham. And they started to climb the mountain. Isaac had wood. Abraham had fire to light the wood. And young Isaac, he says, Dad, he says, we have the fire here. And we have the wood. Listen, but where's the sacrifice? Oh, I don't know how Abraham felt when the son said that, Isaac. Abraham knew that he was going to put his own son on the altar. And then he turned to Isaac and he says, God will provide himself a lamb. I want you to listen. God provided, the God of heaven provided a lamb for you and me, the Lord Jesus Christ. He had only one son, as I said, and he sent him down from heaven to bear your sin and to bear my sin upon an old rugged cross. He was whipped, he was lashed, he was battered, he was bruised, he was bleeding. Why? Why did he do it? Because I loved you. I want you to get that message tonight. Maybe you think, young people, boys and girls, nobody loves you. Jesus loves you tonight. Teenagers tonight. Growing up in a difficult, hard society. Jesus loves you. Maybe you're a parent here tonight. You're not familiar with church, maybe. So wonderful to see you come to hear your children. You're struggling in life. You sit in this meeting tonight and you just look like everybody else. But deep down in your heart, you're broken. You're battered. You're bruised with what you know of life already. It's been hard for you. You're hurting tonight. I don't know you folks. I know maybe half a dozen and that's about it. So I can speak quite openly, but I'm speaking from God's word. You're hurting tonight. You're longing for something in there that you've never got yet. Still searching. Still looking. Maybe young person tonight, you've brought up in the church. Maybe through the Sunday school. Maybe you remember standing here singing. I don't know. You've tried. The hymn writer said, I tried the broken cisterns, Lord. But ah, the waters failed. Even when I stooped to drink, they fled and mocked me as I wailed. The chorus says, now none but Christ. I repeat it tonight. And I mean it. God's word says it. You'll never have satisfaction. You'll never have real peace and joy in your life until you invite the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we have, they have walked up the mountain. Remember what I said, Isaac? I said, Dad, we have the wood and we have the fire. We have no sacrifice. And they start to build a little altar. Isaac knew about the altars. He knew about sacrifice. That's why he said, "Where's the lamb?" I just have one little altar here, but I would gather they would get stones together. Isaac was a big boy now. Strong boy. Stronger than the dad likely. And they would gather stones and they would put the fire to burn the sacrifice. And then Abraham takes string and rope and he ties his boy Isaac, his only son, his beloved son. And he ties him and he gets them on the altar. Do you see him there? Boys and girls, Isaac could have run away. Just the same as if I tried to get some of you big cubs here tonight and wrestle with you. You'd put me to the ground. And you would run away and say, "Ha ha, Trevor, didn't catch me." Isaac could have beaten his father. He was a man of 100. But I want you to get it tonight, folks. He willingly died. He was willing to die on the altar. And we see his father taking the knife. He's going to slay his son. That's what God wanted him to do. There we have the knife. And just as he was about to plunge it into his only son Isaac, God spoke, "Abraham, Abraham, don't touch the lad. Don't touch the lad. Because I have provided a lamb in his place." You get the message? Yes, Abraham was willing. We needn't go into the whole story. I believe he would have believed that if he had slayed his son there, God would have raised him again. But I want you to see the picture. Abraham, ready to slay his son. And God says, "Do the lad no harm. I've provided a lamb caught in a thicket, caught in a bush, caught in a thorn bush." You would see that, you folks that live in the country, time and time and time again. Sheep caught. And Abraham takes down his son Isaac. The woods away. And there he is again, standing beside his dad, beside the altar. And you know what they call that place? Jehovah Nissi. The Lord will provide. And the Lord provided a lamb in the place of Isaac. And as Isaac stood there and he watched that lamb, and I'm almost finished, but it's so important that we get the gospel here. This is the very center of the gospel message tonight, folks. As Isaac looked at that lamb taking his place, he was called a substitute. You all know what a substitute is. If you're kicking football and you get a sore leg and your manager says, "Come on off and I'll put somebody on in your place." Or maybe you girls are playing hockey and you're not playing that well. And your manager says, "Come on off and I'll put somebody in your place." They're taking your place. They're a substitute. We all know what that means. And that lamb was a substitute for Isaac. And as Isaac saw that lamb on the altar, he says, "I should have been there.
I should have died there. But the Lamb took my place. You see what I mean? We turn in closing to Luke's Gospel. And it says, and when they were come to a place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Crucified the Savior. He took my place as a guilty, hell-deserving sinner. All brought up in a good home. Brought up in a Christian home. Brought up in a good church. And went to Sunday school, youth fellowship. And oh, that didn't matter. I was a sinner by practice and by nature. And boys and girls, you're the same tonight. You need a Savior. You need a substitute. And the only substitute is the Lord Jesus Christ. Older people tonight, you need a substitute. You need someone to take your place. And Jesus took your, he bore your sin. The Bible tells us he became sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My, what a story. I'll just finish with Isaiah 53. I trust that if you don't know the Lord tonight, you'll listen to these words. They're so simple. They're so true. You see, if you miss the Lamb of God, if you miss God's sacrifice for you as a sinner, me as a sinner, if I miss it, you miss it. There's no heaven. There's no heaven. There's no heaven. If you miss the cross and the one who suffered and bled and died in your place, you go to hell. Listen to Isaiah 53, and I close with this. But he was wounded. Put your own name on there. He was wounded for Trevor's transgression. He was bruised for Trevor's iniquities. The chastisement of Trevor's peace was upon him. You put your name on there. And with his stripes we are healed. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, that's so true. Thank you very much. Do you hear that, folks, tonight? Maybe it was your son that said that, or your daughter. I don't know. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And all we like sheep, the last verse, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him. The Lord hath laid on his son. It's just as if that was my sin, black as the black cover of that Bible. God took it. And when his son was stretched on the cross, in agony and pain, he took my sin. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'll put Trevor's sin on my dear son. I'll do the same to you for you tonight. If you come by faith to the cross, say, Lord Jesus, take my sin. Take my sin. I don't deserve it, but you take my sin tonight and cleanse me in your precious blood. The word of God says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. May the Lord bless his word. Thank you.
Thank you, brother, for that message. And certainly tonight, if you know that you need to be saved and feel the Lord calling you, then we encourage you to turn to Christ tonight, to call upon him. If you'd like to speak to myself or to your brother or to another believer, then do so tonight. We'd love to point you to Christ. That's all that matters in life, is that you're truly saved and washed in his blood. And we're going to emphasize that message with our final item. We're going to ask Joel to come up and do the final poem of tonight, Whosoever. And of course, the Bible tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's not one person in this meeting, but God will save you if you turn and call upon him. And we're going to ask Joel to recite this poem, Whosoever.
Whosoever, you have heard of whosoever includes both me and you. It's not needful to be clever. There's not we have to do. Just believe in Christ died for us, paid the price for all our sins, opens wide the door to heaven, gives us the right to enter in.
Will you believe tonight? Will you trust the Lord Jesus Christ and make him your Saviour? I want to thank Joel for closing our Children's Day with that poem. We're going to sing just one final hymn, and it's 104. We've changed the hymn, it's 104. Our brother quoted it, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." And as we're singing this hymn, the boys and girls are going to leave to go over to the complex, and then you'll be able to collect them in about 10 minutes or so. But just before we sing, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee for what has taken place tonight in the house of God. We thank thee that we've been brought to the cross of Calvary through the recitation, through the scripture, through the song, and through the message tonight. We thank thee that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin all who will come unto him by faith. We thank thee that Jesus still saves today. We praise thee, O God, that he alone can satisfy. And Lord, we pray that this night you will close in men and women, boys and girls, with thy dear Son. And Lord, bring them to faith in the risen Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us as we sing this closing hymn. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen and amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Make it our final verse and then remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee and we praise Thee that there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. We thank Thee that whoso comes to the Lord will know the joy of sins forgiven, know the reality that there is nothing between them and their Creator, and know that when they close their eyes in death, they will open them in heaven, free from all pain and suffering. Praise God, free from all sin. Oh Lord, I pray tonight that Thou wilt speak to hearts. Men and women and young people will prepare to meet their God. The only way that God has ordained, through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that the arms of the Lord are outstretched tonight, and He will receive whosoever. Lord, save the children, we pray. But, O Lord, save the adults too. We ask these things, praying that Thou wilt part us in Thy fear and with Thy favour. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. We'll ask our brother if he'll go down to the door and certainly greet those who have to leave at this time.